Hundreds of Alexei Navalny supporters protested near the Kremlin Tuesday night, demanding that the opposition leader and his brother Oleg be set free. Police, out in full force, detained Navalny as he tried to join the rally in violation of his house arrest. Earlier in the day, Navalny called for sustained street protests after being given a suspended sentence for embezzlement, while his brother was unexpectedly handed a 3.5-year prison sentence.
This power does not deserve to exist. It should be destroyed. I am calling today on everybody to take to the streets. I'm calling to take to the streets until the power which tortures innocent people is removed.
In Washington, U.S. State Department spokesman Jeff Rathke called the guilty verdict disturbing.
The decision is a disturbing development, in our view, and it appears to be designed to further punish and deter political activism. This appears to be another example of the Russian government's growing crackdown on independent voices.
Jeff Mankoff is a Russia expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. He says the targeting of high-profile activists sends a message to the Russian public that they, too, are vulnerable and the law will not protect them.
So even though you haven't had the widespread visible opposition that you had in, say, late 2011, and even though Putin's approval ratings are around 80%, I think the careful handling of this case indicates the fact that the political leadership is still worried that somewhere below the surface that opposition sentiment continues to bubble.
A surge in nationalism this year following Russia's annexation of Crimea distracted the public's attention from the corruption issues championed by Navalny. He led protests in 2011 and 2012 against Mr. Putin that were the largest shows of public opposition since the Russian leader came to power. The court decision to jail Navalny's brother, but not him, is a sign that the Kremlin fears making the opposition leader into a martyr, says Russian political analyst Nikolai Petrov.
They're afraid of making Navalny a hero who is staying behind bars and who can serve as informal leader for all opposition movements, for protests and so on. And I think that when making this final decision about pretty soft sentence, the Kremlin took into consideration worsening economic situation and the possibility of large-scale social protests and, these movements in social networks.
Over 33,000 Navalny supporters signed up to protest the verdict on January 15th, but the court on Monday abruptly moved up the date by 2 weeks. At the hastily arranged evening rally, a much smaller group of Navalny supporters chanted for freedom in Russia and denounced President Putin. The turnout was pretty good considering the timing, just a day before New Year's Eve and freezing temperature, says protester Mikhail.
Of course they wanted to weaken the reaction, because on the 15th more people would have turned out. But I think they will still come on the 15th.
Some scuffles broke out as supporters of Mr. Putin clashed with the protesters. A number of people were arrested as busloads of riot police moved in after a couple of hours to clear the square of any signs of public opposition. Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Moscow.